love and lust can easily be misinterpreted or seen to be the same thing. But in my opinion, they're very different. And today's topic will be about knowing if what you're feeling is love or lust. I'm Kay, and I'll be hosting this episode with my co-host, Twaba, today. Welcome to the Odd Topic, Twaba.
Thanks, man. It's been a while, but yeah. I feel like we're saying this a lot. It's been a while, and almost every week we're apologizing for not releasing episodes every week. But yeah, here we are.
We try to do better. We can only try to do better. I think we'll get right into it. I have a question for you, Twaba. What does love look like to you?
To me, I think I would define love as putting someone before yourself, right? So putting someone's needs before yours. It's the act of not being selfish about our own cares, but caring for the people who we truly love, or people who we truly show affection and really care about. That's something that I would define love as.
Okay, that's a good definition. I would just add on and say, to me, love looks like a friendship. You know, when you care for someone, you are selfless, like what you've said. You give more than what you receive. And of course, we'll talk about the standard of love, which is Christ. And yeah, we'll get into those sort of things as we continue to move on. And I also feel like, for me, love looks like a certain sort of security as well. What does lust mean to you?
Oh, okay, this is the tougher of the question, the two questions. But lust, I would say, is a strong longing or desire for something that, you know, either isn't right or something that doesn't belong to you. Because lust doesn't only refer to a relationship thing or a person thing. Can also be lust for certain objects, certain things, certain things that we want in our life. But I think, yeah, lust is this strong drive of wanting or needing something that either isn't ours or something that is sinful.
True. And usually lust is sinful, like what you've said already. And aside from like being sexual or anything like that, you can also talk about things like money or power, authority. There's lust for those things as well. All right, so we'll get into this topic of today, which is quite interesting, because I feel like it's going to be very eye-opening, because society has really misplaced these two things and make them seem like they're the same thing, especially with this whole social media, the movies that we watch, the music that we listen to. It's really, really made a difference in which we can identify. That's why we're here today. So I'm going to be talking about patience and selflessness, and we'll look at this from the two different points of view, and these are lust and love. In my opinion, I feel like love takes time. It requires a lot of growth and a lot of maturity, and this can be through life experiences. It's something that builds over time. I feel like for you to say you love someone, you need to, like what I said earlier, you need to have established like a very solid friendship. And the difference to me would be lust is usually more of what you can get in that moment, and it's mostly characterized by like selfish motives. It's more of like, what can I get?
100% agree.
You're looking at someone and you are objectifying them and saying, okay, you're looking at them more of a, what can I have? It's more taking than giving. Yeah. What can you add on to what I've said?
Yeah, I think you've raised very good points in terms of like the patience thing. I think these days people are looking forward to what they can get out of the relationship now than really looking into the long-term goal. I see a lot of people who will go on their Instagram stories and put this picture of a couple, and this couple is like laying in bed, and the guy is like touching the woman inappropriately. And these are people who also it's so funny because I have enough friends who do that, but anyway, I don't get into that. But it's
I get you.
but yeah, it's something that people want in the moment. People want a relationship, because they want that sort of affection and they want the closeness and that physical touch. And that's not love. That just isn't love. That's a form of lust, you know. I think love is patient, like the Bible says. It takes time. I think love should have a foundation of friendship first, rather than, you wanting to get into a relationship as fast as possible, and within days you're like, oh, I love this guy. I have this butterflies whenever I see him and everything, which isn't, you might feel that, but that's not love. That doesn't mean what you feel is love.
It's infatuation.
It's infatuation. It's not love. That's what I would say about
That's true. Just to add on, I feel like love also has a future in the sense of security. It goes way beyond like the typical physical attraction. Like, okay, there's nothing wrong about liking the way someone looks, but if that's your main focus, then you're in trouble. It's more about connecting on a deeper level and understanding a person deeply, knowing a lot, opening up to them and everything like that. So you share the parts of your life that really matter to you. I feel like love looks like, have you eaten today? Like, what's your favorite color? Like, are you mentally
Exactly.
okay? Are you stable? Do you need me to do anything for you? It's more of a service, Well, lust is more, it's temporal. It's more on
Yeah,
the
definitely.
side, and you've got these evil fantasies in your head. And mostly, let's just be honest, last when we're talking about relationships, it's more about sex and what you can get. There's no sense of attachment. Okay, attachment could be there. That's another topic, because there'll be a time when we talk about soul ties. But mostly when you talk about lust, you're like, oh, okay, she has a nice body, she's cute and whatever, It's just mainly your focus is on the wrong things, which will actually never help you to build a suitable foundation for a long-term thing like a marriage, because mostly I should believe that that is the end goal for a lot of us, at least for me, just for you. We all want to have a relationship where we get married, and it should be more than just seeing someone as a sexual object. I feel like society has really made us believe that these things really matter before like actually getting to know a person deeply. Yeah, what else can you add on to what I've said?
I like what you said in terms of saying that it's not just about physical attractiveness. I think love is all about the unseen, if you get what I mean, right? Love is all about caring and the thought that counts, that sort of thing. Lust is very, lust looks very good. Lust looks very good, especially to the human eye. That's why you see so many people looking at these pictures of couples in bed together who are probably not even married, but together in bed, touching themselves intimately. Lust looks very good. Love is mostly based on the things that are unseen. It's all about the care that you have to put into the relationship. The effort really, really does build love. Love is not all about that feeling of, yes, I really like this person, and though love is based on effort, and to really love someone means you have to show the effort. Love is not easy, as social media would portray. It's not that every day you're going to have a good day, and every day things are going to be so nice and everything. Like, they're going to be tough days. That's the difference between love and lust. when people are in lust and they come across problems, they feel like, okay, now I need to give up because this guy probably doesn't love me. But that's lust. The guy just wanted you maybe for your physical appearance or the way he makes you feel. That's not love. Love is going through the tough days and being like, okay, I still love this person, so let me just put in the effort to make this thing work. Let me show her that I really care about her. And it doesn't have to be physical things. It doesn't mean you have to take her out on a date and stuff. It can be the smallest things. Like, okay, let me help her with the bed. Let me help her with, you know, this problem and that. Let me get her groceries. Oh, she was washing the dishes today. Let me clean the dishes, that sort of thing. Love is all about the effort. It's not all about the physical attractiveness of things.
You're right. I really emphasize that it's just getting to understand how a person really functions. Like what you said, it's the little things that really matter, you know, getting to know what they like, what they dislike, you know, what makes them happy, you know. It's very much an act of service, you know, getting to understand what makes them angry or what makes them sad. It's about you being intentional about knowing someone fully. Yeah, like I said already, it's more giving than taking. You know, a true example of love would be Jesus as a standard of love, because as we know from John 3:16, I think everyone knows that verse. That's like a verse that everyone should know. Yeah, we can see how much God loved us, or how the picture of love that he showed us. He lived a perfect life for us, died for us in order for us to be saved. And wow, that's the greatest, you know, act of service this world will ever experience, you know. Just in addition, I feel like love is a conscious commitment that someone makes. And there's an intention to have a future with you. It's not always, oh, where are you? Are you up? Like, you know, like, are you available for me? No, like, it's an everyday thing, something that builds over time with hardships, especially hardships. It's good. It's good what you said, like, previously about the way, you know, social media is portraying these things. Like, you know, like we said in the previous episode, social media will never show you, people on social media will never show you like an ugly side of what's going on, you know. And they'll always show you the good. And you start to fantasize that sort of life and you lose out on the true meaning, which is just appreciating these small things that really matter, you know. It's like the older we get, the more we realize that we need to appreciate the little things in order for us to enjoy life. We can talk about marriage as well, and it being an emotional and spiritual mental connection in which, like, lust shouldn't fall under, you know. Like I said already, there's a sense of security. And when you're married and when you love someone, it's something that's blessed by God, you know, and it's not vulnerable to fall, because a foundation that is based off of, like, the two of you believing in God is the strongest thing that you have. Like, yes, you have hardships. Yes, you have temptations, but you'll be able to fight through them because you have a very solid foundation, and that's your belief in God. So love is about growing in your faith and putting God as the center, because the real standard of what love is God. Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts?
I like what you said about the commitment. I think one of the differences between love and lust is that, you know, just like we've said before, it goes beyond the physical. So lust is very physical orientated, right? So it's very pervasive. It's very, like, it's something that you see. And I think when you're in love, it means that, and we know that, you know, guys are we are people who usually are fulfilled through, like, what we see. rather than what we hear first, right? Yeah. So even if you love someone, you love that girl, it has to go beyond the physical. There are going to be so many beautiful girls out there, and that's just a fact. Definitely. You know, definitely. That's just a fact. There's going to be so many beautiful girls out there who look different and that you find attractive. But love goes beyond that. Love means you stay committed to the person who truly makes you feel like there's a sense of security, who truly makes you feel comfortable, who truly makes you grow in every aspect of your life. So yeah. I think that even as we are Christians, and like you've said, love should be God-centered, and all, love has Christ in the middle. Love has Christ in the middle. Lust doesn't have that. Lust is not Christ-centered at all. So the next relationship everyone gets into next, you should be looking for a God-centered relationship. Recently, Bill Gates and his wife divorced, and so many people are like, all this sort of thing and all. But, love should be God-centered. I think the longest marriages that last, the marriages that last the longest have either God in the center of it, or they have a common value or belief system. But I think more on the God's side than anything else. I think it's important to put God in the center of it. Like, it's super important. And the difference between love and lust is that love makes you grow. Love actually helps you grow in almost every aspect of your life. The person who you're with, if they truly love you, they will help you grow in every aspect of your life, including the spiritual side. They will encourage you in every aspect. They will encourage you to pray, to read your Bible, and do all these sort of things. So if the person who you're with doesn't help you grow in any aspect of your life, especially the spiritual aspect, if they don't help you grow in that aspect of your life, then that's not love, you know? That's lust.
Away.
It's going to be a trigger for most people, like, but I said it.
It's better to tell people the truth, and they get triggered rather than seeing them in a situation where they're a single parent and they wonder why. Because, these things happen, and a situation where you give yourself away without some form of security, Because I'm telling you, guys will tell you everything that you want to hear. But actions matter. And I feel like someone who truly loves you will not only respect you, respect your body, respect your values, will ensure that if the guy calls himself Christian, there'll be morals in that relationship, and he'll make sure that you will not go astray. Everything, he will wait for you. And I'm talking about sex, actually. He will wait. He will wait if he truly loves you. He will wait for you.
Sure.
Yeah, that's going to be something that will actually show you that, oh, this person is serious. If they feed you any other nonsense, then just know that they don't love you. They only want something from you. And we've seen a lot of stories that end up like this, She'll say, oh, no, he told me everything that I needed to hear, but at the end of the day, he got me pregnant and he ran away, Because, we don't understand these little basic things, So make sure you also just extend prayer, because just like everyone else, we get tempted, even in relationships as well. That's another topic when we talk about setting boundaries. But we all get tempted, and sometimes we can fall into the wrong thing. But we just need to learn and understand these two different things. And from there, we put God as the center, live a godly life as best as we can, and, make sure we read our word. Even educating, you have to teach her the word, bro. You have to teach her the word. And you also have to help her motivate you to be the man that you're supposed to be as well. Yeah, those are my final thoughts. Anything else to add? No?
Nah, I've said everything again.
this was a very nice episode. I enjoyed making this. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, make sure to share your thoughts with us. Leave a comment under our IG and send us a DM. We would love to hear your thoughts about this topic. We are available on major streaming platforms, namely Spotify, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so much more. We appreciate the love and support, and the growth of the Autopic has not been possible without you, our listeners. For any business inquiries or sponsorships, feel free to email the Autopic, and that's theautopic@gmail.com. Stay with us as we continue to bring you more meaningful content and possibly make life a little bit better. Have a good day.